and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener James Matthews of Little Rock, Arkansas, and it was worded very carefully. I said the challenge is to make a 9-letter word meaning left using only a B and one D. Can you do it? And the answer is abandoned. Something that's been abandoned has been left. And that if you read those letters in order, it's A, B, and 1-O-N-E-D.
We received more than 1,000 responses, and our winner this week is Jeff Selleck of Alpine, Wyoming. Congratulations and welcome to the puzzle.
Thank you. Hi, Will. Hi, Lulu.
Hi there.
Hi. So how did you solve it?
Well, my girlfriend, wife, Tara, and I were out splitting wood, and we've done this a few times, puzzle there, and I read it to myself, and I said to her, this doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. So I read it very slowly, and I said, it seems more like a riddle than a puzzle. And she just reflexively said, is it abandoned?
Hmm.
And we thought about it and counted it out and realized, it's written right there. So, yeah.
All right. And what do you do for a living, Jeff?
Well, I am a builder. And in the winter, I also teach skiing at Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, which is where you found me.
Wow. Take me with you. I know Wyoming has some great ski slopes.
It does. We're in the middle of a quite powerful storm cycle, so skiing is great.
Yeah. That's the only place in the country where actually storm cycles are a good thing. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Sure I am.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Jeff, every answer today is a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase in which the first part has a long I sound and the second part has a long E sound. For example, if I said color akin to chartreuse, you would say lime green.
Okay.
Number one, a dish that's a la mode comes with what?
Ice cream.
Ice cream is it. An area that may be marked off with police tape.
Crime scene.
Crime scene, good. To completely remove as fingerprints from a surface.
Wipe clean?
That's it. Home plate umpires call immediately before you're out.
Yes, strike three.
That's it. Area beyond where first and second basemen play.
I'd love to say outfield, but that doesn't quite work.
What part of the outfield? It's not the left part.
Jeez.
What's the opposite of left?
Right field.
Right field, is it? Good. To transmit an event over the internet as it occurs.
Live stream.
That's it. It has needles for leaves.
Oh, pine tree. We have lots of those here.
I bet you do. Piece of paper that records how long a worker spends on a job.
A timesheet.
Uh-huh. Head of a department that puts out conflagrations.
Ooh. A fire.
Yeah?
Chief.
Say again?
A fire chief.
Fire chief, is it? Not a main thoroughfare.
A side street.
That's it. And here's your last one, Colorado Summit, that completes the phrase blank or bust.
Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak is it. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great.
Yeah, you did great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KUWJ in Jackson, Wyoming, and KUWA in Aspen, Wyoming.
Jeff Selleck of Alpine, Wyoming, thank you for playing the puzzle, and enjoy the snow.
Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Take the name of a classic song that became the signature song of the artist who performed it. It has two words, 5 letters in the first word, 3 letters in the second. And these letters can be rearranged to spell 2 new words, One is a feeling, and the other is an expression of that feeling. What song is it? So again, famous song, it's a signature song of the artist who performed it, two words, 5-3, and the letters can be rearranged to spell two words, one's a feeling, and the other is an expression, or what you might do with that feeling. What song is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.